Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience, and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
And good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be in this beautiful, amazing planet of ours. This is Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim here on the Om Times Radio Network. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. If you're catching us live, we will have the phone lines open to take your questions. We're going to be talking about highly sensitive people known as HSPs, and our guest is coming in live from England, so we're going to be bringing her on in just a few minutes. But before we jump into the show, I'm Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector, your co-host here for today, here in Seattle, Washington, broadcasting from my studio. Thank you for tuning in. If you want to learn more about the work I'm doing here in the Pacific Northwest, you can go to marklanehart.com, internet search the Intuitive Prospector. And for the last few weeks, I have been riding solo, so it's very nice to have my co-host, Kim Falcon, founder of Love First, back on the airwaves with us after a few weeks of vacationing and getting the house ready and dealing with termites. Kim, how are you, my friend? Welcome back.
Mark, you make me smile. You know that? Thank you for that nice, fun introduction. I'm doing great. You know, I'm doing great. I'm happy. I'm happy to be here with you, Mark, and our guest today, and with all of our inspired listeners. Thank you for being with us. It's good to do the show together again. I do feel like it's been a while.
It has, because I was on vacation before your 2 weeks off. I was on vacation, so you were hosting solo, and we finally made our way back to each other.
I know. It's so good to be here. Thank you for being with us every week. We've got a great show ahead of us today. If you'd like to learn a little bit more about the work I'm doing, you can always reach out to me at lovefirst.info. And certainly, if there's anything I can do to support you in the way of readings, healings, or hypnosis, don't hesitate to reach out. You can connect with me on social media. Find me here on Wednesdays, of course, with my partner in crime. I do Facebook Live event on Fridays. I will be doing it this Friday at 12 p.m. Eastern time. I missed the last couple of weeks. My daughter had strep throat, so that was out of the question there. But we're back in the saddle again.
Yeah.
To that point, I would like to just remind everybody of what our inspired affirmation for the month of May is. And it comes from our co-host, my partner. Take the time to disconnect so that you may have the time to reconnect. That is so important. If you would like to interact with us on social media, you can do that by finding us under Facebook, under Inspired Living Radio, Twitter and Instagram under Inspired for Us. You can send your questions there. I'll be checking our Facebook page today along with Mark. And you can also, if you've got questions for our guests or you just want to call in live, you can do that too every week. And the number is 202-570-7057. We love it when our listeners call in and we get to meet you all and you got questions for us. Yeah, that's just fun. So if you've got questions, make sure that you call in today. Again, 202-570-7057. Now, if you missed the live broadcast, you can always catch us on archives on Om Times Radio, Podbean, SoundCloud, marklanehart.com, YouTube, iTunes, and lovefirst.info. And I will turn it back on over to you, Mark.
Awesome, Kim. Thank you. Yeah, and we practice what we preach, right? We do take the time to disconnect so that we can have the time to reconnect. And we've done that over the last few shows where, you know, our schedules have allowed us to take a vacation, spring break, You know, and just really take that time to disconnect, which allows us to come back ready to go, energized, revived, rejuvenated. And this show is going to be a fantastic show. So let's get into the show. And again, like Kim said, we have you covered all week for inspiration. You can catch me every Monday morning for Metaphysical Mocha Mondays, starting on Facebook Live at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, followed by the Prospecting Q&A after show. Then on Wisdom Wednesdays, Inspired Living Radio with fantastic guests like we have today. And then on Friday, Aloha Freedom Fridays with Kim through Facebook Live. And those all go over to our YouTube channel. So make sure to get on our YouTube channels as well so we can do a little spiritual prospecting for your own spiritual goal. And with that, I'd like to welcome Mel Collins to the show. Mel is a UK author. She is a qualified psychotherapeutic counselor, spiritual healer, Reiki master. All right, Mel, here we go. Auricular acupuncturist. Try to say that three times fast, guys. Auricular acupuncturist. She's an intuitive and an angelic channel who runs workshops, courses, and talks about HSPs, known as highly sensitive people, and the journey of the soul. Angels and the emergence of the Magdalene energies. Mel also studied extensively under the late Hungarian psychotherapist Dr. Roger Wolger in past life regression and spirit release work before her work as a former counselor specializing in HSPs. She worked in Her Majesty's Prison Service, and we're going to be talking about that a little bit, including 8 years as a prison governor. Oh, my goodness. Shawshank Redemption is coming to my mind for some reason. Being innately sensitive in a very challenging prison setting, I can only imagine, has given her an incredible learning experience and basis for developing practical coping strategies for managing certain aspects of the HSP trait, also known as highly sensitive people. She has appeared on the Jeremy Vine Show on the BBC Radio 2 discussing HSPs, and she has since received widespread interest in her work from both consumers and the press alike, including Radio 5 Live, The Daily Mail, and numerous magazines, including Natural Health, Soul and Spirit, Spirit and Destiny, and our very own Om Times magazine. Her book, The Handbook for Highly Sensitive People, was published in January of 2019 by Watkins Publishing and will be translated into 8 other languages to date. If you want to learn more about the beautiful work Mel's doing there in the UK, you can go to melcollins.co.uk. Mel, welcome to Inspired Living Radio.
Oh, hi, Mark. Hi, Kim. Thank you so much for that introduction. I did laugh about the Shawshank Redemption.
That was a tongue twister. We worked on the auricular acupuncturist, because I've had acupuncture in my journey for healing modalities, but I wasn't sure what auricular was. So thank you for being on today's show. Let's jump in before we get to our first break, because these shows go so fast, especially when you're having fun. It's kind of that adage in life. Life goes by fast when you're having fun. So Mel, just kind of introduce yourself to our listening audience all around the globe and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, Mark, hi everybody who's listening. I am a HSP, and I wrote this book basically because for the first 32 years of my life, I was not aware of the trait at all. I just thought that there was something wrong with me. I seemed to feel everything so much more deeply than other people seemed to, processing my emotions for longer. I got affected by sort of environmental and sensory stimuli, and I just felt completely different to other people in some ways. And so that sort of went with me throughout my childhood and I was growing up, and I ended up putting on sort of a strong mask in some ways, you know, an independent, I can cope with it all mask, and ended up working in the prison service. But while I first worked there, I ended up coming across a book by an American psychologist, you've probably all heard of her, called Dr. Elaine Aron. And it was just like a light bulb that went on for me at that time. I was 32 at the time. Mm-hmm. And I just basically, you know, just thought, actually, there's nothing wrong with me. I just, you know, I'm a highly sensitive person, and my whole life changed from that. And I wanted to be able to do the same for others that effect had for me, really. So that's how it all sort of got started. At the time, I was in my counselling training, and from then on in, I predominantly worked with highly sensitive people. and done my own research over the last sort of 15, 16 years now, and to the place that it brought me to writing my own book.
Well, congratulations on your book. I know that that is a labor of love to get through the editing process and probably took you a little bit to get here, but congratulations. I know this ripple effect, this vibration is going to, especially being translated into 8 other languages, congratulations on that. That's going to send a ripple effect out to the world, and that's why we love to have people on Inspired Living Radio, because we really do believe that you are the inspired and the inspiration, and through the power of whether it's a radio show, a podcast, a book, your voice, your teachings, it does connect. And there are other people that are very highly sensitive. In fact, you talk about in the book that 1 in 5 people in the UK are highly sensitive people, but they may not even know that they're sensitive. True?
Absolutely. And not just in the UK, around the world, you know, 1 in 5 of us are born with this trait. And again, you know, a lot of people don't realize it. They just, like I said, feel like I did and just thought that there must be something wrong with them to feel things so deeply in some ways. So, yeah, so I'm just wanting to go around and raise awareness about the traits, really.
Yeah, for sure. And this is for all these, for all of our guy listeners out there, too. You can be a highly sensitive guy as well. Growing up, if you used the word around a guy that you were sensitive, then it carried all these different labels and connotations. And there's actually nothing wrong with being an awakened man, to being highly sensitive. Just because you're a man doesn't mean that you can't be sensitive and have emotions and feelings. But, absolutely. You know, with guys, I do find in my teachings that, you know, the majority, you know, I would say the ratio is probably about 90% women to 10% men. But that's changing too. I'm seeing a lot more guys that can still be a guy's guy and still be sensitive, very much the work that I promote. So what would you say on the sensitivity when it does come to men and women and the difference and how people can start to recognize if they are highly sensitive people or HSPs?
Well, I think the main indicators of the traits for all HSPs are sort of the depth of emotional processing. You know, we do feel things at a deeper level, it seems, than people that are non-HSPs, and often for longer. There's an emotional intensity with us as well. So we can react more positively or negatively to events or other people in our lives. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we also have sort of environmental and sensory sensitivity. So, you know, for me, a lot of the time, if I'm in around crowds of people, if there's too much noise, things like Wi-Fi, electromagnetic frequencies, all of those sorts of things have an effect on the highly sensitive person. They're also generally very, very empathic people. They usually have very strong intuitive abilities. They're deeply reflective. So, I mean, they're the main indicators of the trait. But in the book, I also give another tick list of other qualities or indicators in there for men and women to see, because it's both men and women that the trait affects. It's not, you know, so there's just as many men as there are women that have the trait.
Sure.
I just think it's easier, as you said, for women to be more open about it in some ways, because, you know, and unfortunately society classes as women as more emotional, but, you know, men have the emotions the same as women, but unfortunately a lot of the cultural differences, and you would know this, Mark, being in the you know, in the army, and me working in the prison service, I often saw men, you know, that, you know, had to put on that sort of tough outer mask and hold everything in, and, you know, and it just comes back to bite you in the end. So, you know, but a lot of HSPs are drawn to the difficult and often challenging jobs or roles or employment, because they just want to make a difference in this world. So they are sometimes on the front line of things. You know, they do want to bring peace back where there's negativity or wars, conflicts. You know, a lot of them are fighting against injustice. So, you know, we do have these difficult jobs. And that, for me, for HSPs, it's those sort of people that I want to really reach out to, because they're often the ones that tend to put bigger masks around themselves or hide behind sort of thicker emotional walls in some ways.
Oh, boy, don't I know that.
Yeah.
So, you know, just as you were talking, one of the things that comes up too that we want to pay attention to as we move forward, you know, with the social conditioning of labeling, you know, men versus women and being sensitive or highly sensitive, is you talked about the Wi-Fi, and here in the States, we're getting ready to go to a 5G Wi-Fi. So I don't know how that is in the UK, but that's something to pay attention to, because those signals, those wavelengths, and how we connect through Wi-Fi do impact us, and the 5G is something I've been looking at very closely, because it is going to be a game changer when you start getting into energy, frequency, and vibrations. And if you want to follow Mel on social media, you can follow her on Facebook under Mel Collins. She's also on Twitter and Instagram under Mel Collins 444. That sounds like an angel number to me. I may be wrong, but you can connect with her. You can go to her website at melcollins.co.uk, because she is in the UK, and check out the book. And we're gonna be going to our first break here in just a second, Mel. I know you have some workshops coming up and some of the things you want to talk about. And then when we get into the second half of the show, we're gonna dive deeper. We're gonna dwell deeper into the Handbook for Highly Sensitive People, talk about that tick list that you're talking about. We're going to be talking about some tapping, the benefits of tapping. And just like that, there is our whistling that's going to lead us into our very first break. You are listening to Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim here on the Om Times Radio Network. We'll be back here in 2 minutes. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Are you seeking answers to life questions? Would you like to connect to a departed loved one? Are you suffering from pain, stress, or anxiety? Kimberly Thalkin is a tested, certified, and professional psychic, spiritual medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and the founder of Love First, where life transformations happen. Love First services support, guide, and empower individuals by connecting them to their highest potential to live a healthier, joyful, and meaningful life that's filled with purpose. All services can be done by phone, Skype, or in person in Encino, California. Please visit lovefirst.info. That's LOVEFIRST.info for more information. Death Row Dogs Rescue is a 100% all-volunteer, no-kill rescue 501c3 nonprofit organization. We are run solely by volunteers who dedicate their time and resources for the past 30 years to rescuing homeless pets from the streets in Los Angeles and surrounding areas, and from city and county animal shelters who are on death row, often moments away from being euthanized. We provide housing, medical care, and training to these neglected, abused, and often severely injured animals. Donate now, save a life, and allow these beautiful dogs to experience a home life filled with love. All donations are greatly appreciated and are tax deductible. Please visit www.deathrowdogsrescue.com to see some of our amazing dogs who need homes. Do not breed or buy. Make adoption your first option.
And welcome back to Inspired Living Radio. Here on the Om Times Radio Network, our very special guest today, Mel Collins, talking about her recently published book, The Handbook for Highly Sensitive People, also known as HSPs, something that I didn't even know I was for many, many years growing up, but I can definitely stand in my power and say I am an HSP, and I am proud of it. And it's about managing that HSP, you know, the sensitivities to your surroundings, your environment, your career, where you work, your relationships. You talked about events. I have found over the years, Mel, as I've gone down the spiritual path a little bit deeper, I have a hard time being at sporting events. I love my American football here in the United States. But I find even going to those sporting events now is very overwhelming, and I'm just exhausted when I come back from a football game. So does that let's talk about the metaphysics of that, because we talked, I know in the book you talked about the human energy field or the auric field. How does being in an event like that, for somebody that's listening to the show, how does being overstimulated with that type of energy in a setting like that, how does that impact us? Does it impact our health? Does it impact our mind? What would you say to that?
I think it can do both, to be honest, because we have such a level of processing. You know, first of all, if we're in somewhere like that, I mean, you're American football over here. I tend to go and watch the rugby occasionally, but I'm like you, you know, after a while, it's just too much for me. You know, there's crowds of people, so you're dealing with other people's energy in there. You know, it's the noise. It's if they've got bright lights going, you know, or, you know, we have flames coming up sometimes and all of that sort of stuff. It causes overstimulation in the biological nervous systems of HSPs. So the main thing for me, and this is probably I always laugh when I'm with my clients because I think it's going to be on my headstone when I pass over from this life, is, you know, if my number one thing that I would say to HSPs is, have you done your energy protection work today? You know, it's a mantra, I think, because, you know, if you think about it, if it was raining all the time, you wouldn't go out in the rain and without clothes on. You know, you'd get absolutely soaked. And for HSPs, it's the same. We're being bombarded with receiving and transmitting signals and things all of the time in our biological systems and our brains. So for me, if we put ourselves in energy protection, you know, as soon as we get up, before we even go out in the day, it can cut out a lot of that sort of overstimulation in a way. It doesn't stop us feeling things, but it does tend to stop us absorbing and taking on and then getting too much stimulation going on in our bodies. So I often talk about, and I do it in the book in one of the chapters about overarousal, and the energy protection is, you know, to start off the day with either putting yourself in a bubble of light, you know, for people who've got a faith-based, and I know this is a very spiritual show, so for me, I often call the angels in first thing in the morning. I ask them to surround me in an angelic bubble of light, or you could ask Archangel Michael, because he is the archangel of psychic protection and energy protection, you know, to wrap his wings around you or to put you in blue light. You know, it's whatever works for people. There's various methods in there. You know, a lot of HSPs are very connected to crystals as well. So there's often crystals will do that sort of protection work as well. Black tourmaline is a good one. Tiger's eye, amethyst, all of those will sort of help people as well. So really doing things like that, first of all, are, you know, the energy protection is the number one thing. And then the other sort of aspect when we go into the overstimulation is I often say to people to remember about the ACE method. I call it ACE, avoid, control or escape. So, you know, if we're going to a match, for example, we don't want to avoid it. We want to go to it. So we need to know how to control it. So it might be, you know, having to go out and take 5-10 minutes outside if we can go out of the stadium, or, you know, just into an area where it's a little bit quieter and just have a breather. And then I'll talk about tapping in a moment, you know, doing a bit of emotional freedom technique, a bit of tapping on that sort of overwhelm can really help as well. And simply, I'm not talking about the matches now, but in other situations, you know, if it's something that you don't have to go to, or you don't want to be there, or you can feel that you're going into overstimulation, it's purely escape. You know, just listen to your body. You don't have to put yourself through, you know, too much for the body. You know, HSPs, we can't do the same things often as non-HSPs. You know, I learned this the hard way when I was sort of growing up before I knew about the traits. You know, for me, if I went to London, I find that really overstimulating for me because of the traffic and the noise, and it's so busy there. My system goes into overwhelm quite quickly. So, you know, when I first arrived there, if I don't have a couple of hours myself to just adjust to the hotel rooms because the smells are different, you know, the energies are different in the hotel. You know, like I said, we're like these psychic receivers and transmitters of energy all the time. So we have to sort of adjust and sort of get our frequency right in some way, if you want to look at it as in that sort of way, and just yeah, just get to that place where we're not overstimulated, and then we're good to go in some ways. But before I knew about the trait, I would just push myself beyond my limits, and then I would just go without sleep for a couple of nights when I was there, and my body was just constantly in overstimulation. So it can be really tough for HSP unless they know how to manage some of the certain aspects of the trait. And once you do know how to manage it, you can easily start to thrive, I think, in life and flourish, rather than just, you know, survive and get overwhelmed constantly with everything. So that's what the book's for, really.
Yeah, and I just want to say, I find some of the techniques you're talking about extremely helpful, especially when we're working with people and we're already sensitive, so to speak. But, you know, we're in these one-on-one sessions where, you know, people are normally coming to us because they need support in some way. They're not coming because they're, you know, they're so blissful they don't know what to do with themselves, you know. So I find that it's very important to do that, to protect our energy field and to clean it out too, like even at the end of the day, to end the day in that way as well, just to keep our energy field clear, purified. And just like you, Mel, I find working with the angels is a beautiful way to do that. It's very supportive. Mark, were you going to say something?
No, that was, I think, no. Yeah. It might have been the angels.
Yeah, I think you're right there, Kim. You know, the other thing is for HSPs, we are naturally empathic, you know, and we are generally, HSPs are givers. So people just come to us, and because we're great listeners as well, people tend to just, you know, pour out their problems and they end up going away feeling a lot better. But for a lot of HSPs who are not aware about energy protection or aware of any of this stuff, they end up feeling completely drained or saturated or heavy at the end of it. And it's not the fault of the other person, you know, it's just that they haven't protected their energies. And often HSPs tend to get left with the problems, you know, they find that they tend to start really ruminating about the problems and sort of just can't stop thinking about it. Their mind is going over and over. And so I talk about this a bit in the book about them hooking in energetically into what we call our chakra system. And so, yeah, the clearing methods at the end of the day is really good as well. And also cutting what we call these etheric cords that get placed from one person to another when people are looking for help or looking for support. But again, if we've got the energy protection methods in place, a lot of that stops. You know, we don't tend to become so vulnerable to that stuff.
Yeah, it's just very important. Even I find, even in the space it is that we spend our time, our home, our office, clearing out the energy in that space as well. Just making sure that, you know, everything is purified in that way can really support us. But, you know, like you were saying earlier, being around crowds and things like that, and I just noticed, like, even with the TV on, you know, my husband's watching a movie where there's, you know, guns, blow-ups and gunfire and bang, bang, bang noises all over, you know, really loud. Like, it is just so unsettling, you know. It's a normal part of life for everybody else. It's like they're not thinking anything, you know. So they're watching a movie that's, you know, is a big Absolutely. A big hit at the box office, and it's like they're just excited to watch the movie. They're not thinking about things like that, but yet it's affecting us in different ways. So I think it's wonderful, you know, that people see. I think so much of it too is people don't live their lives understanding energy or thinking that, like, you know, the world around them is energy, that we ourselves are energy. And that's what this is all about. It's really having a good grasp on it, that everything is energy.
Absolutely. It is the key. And once we remember that, and that we're energy beings, you know, we can, because the thing is for HSPs, they're usually so intuitive and, like I said, you know, they are these natural sort of receivers and transmitters of energy. But because they often get confused with what's their energy and what's somebody else's. So So this is why I sort of wrote the book, really, to, you know, sections in the book to sort of help them to start to discern that. And like you said, putting these protective measures in place and the clearing methods in place just helps to separate that sort of stuff off. So HSPs are not left with everything, you know, and they don't end up like psychic sponges. That's what I call them, really, or empathic sponges, you know, that they're just full. And I often get clients in there, you can literally see they're just full. And often it's not really their stuff that they're full of, it's other people's.
And Mel, what would be like one good way, and I know the book goes through many different techniques, but like what would be one technique that somebody can use to understand or to discern between what is theirs and somebody else's?
I think... For me, as a you know, my therapy background, what I tend to do is I start off with just doing a body scan, and anybody can do this with themselves. You know, it's just to close their eyes and just connect with the body first of all, and just talk directly to the body. You know, and you can start like feet, what are you feeling? Legs, what are you feeling? You know, and then you go up, and if it's like stomach, what are you feeling? And, you know, it might, you, the first thing that comes really, it might be like you might feel sick or heavy or whatever. And then just ask yourself, when did that come on? Did that come on before I was with that person, after I was with that person? You know, or, you know, the body can talk to us if we're, you know, in symbols, in images, in colors, people's faces. It's one way of really sort of tuning in, because, you know, we've got this innate wisdom within us. Everybody's got it, not just HSPs. We've got this ability to go in and get the answers ourselves. So it's just really about talking directly to the body rather than the mind, because the mind can, you know, tell stories. It's really just listening to the body, because the body always tells the story. That's what I found.
Very interesting. And I think it's also like, you know, if you're close with somebody, a significant other, a family member, we can be a lot more sensitive with those people too and what they're going through, you know. And you know, just to be mindful of that for those listeners out there, if we're close to, you know, the people that are close to us in our lives, we can pick up their stuff pretty easily. Like, I'll just give a quick example. Yesterday I was out taking a walk in the neighborhood, and all of a sudden I had these feelings come over me. Then I was picking up on my husband's feelings at work, as he is going through a big presentation, you know, where he's giving a presentation to management. I'm like, whoa, where's this coming from? It was like an anxious feeling almost. And I realized, oh, that's my husband. That's not me. It's because he's going, I look at the clock. Oh, he's giving his presentation right now. Yeah. You know?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, we can.
Yeah, and I think absolutely, we can. And, you know, the thing is, we often think about protecting our energies if we're going out somewhere, if we're going to go to a match like Mark was, or if we're going out and doing our therapeutic work or whatever. Sometimes we don't think about doing it at home when we're around our loved ones, but often, you know, they're the ones that we most pick up on our energies, because we live in such close proximity to them. So again, a lot of the protection work is, the you know, when I say to my clients, is when you get up in the morning and the first thing you do is, if you go and have a shower, you know, once you pull your clothes on to get dressed, you pull your bubble of light on at the same time. Do you know what I mean?
There you go.
That will stop. And it's, you know, for me, it's like, yeah, shower, pull my clothes on, pull my bubble on, clean my teeth, ready to go. And the same, you know, when at the end of the day, you know, if I take a, you know, if I get changed or I'm taking a shower or whatever, you know, I sort of visualize all those energies being washed away in the shower, or I sort of visualize myself in a violet flame of light and just seeing them sort of burning away from me. And I also just do the cord cutting, because sometimes we don't know who's hooking in or who we're hooking into or who we're picking up on. So sometimes I just say to Archangel Michael, you know, whoever I'm sort of I've connected with today or connecting in with me, and it's affecting my energies, I ask that these cords be cut between us with love. And I just, you know, just hand it over then to that. And then, yeah, just ask to fill that space or wherever that hook or etheric cord has been in this, with just some blue healing light, or just ask for angelic light to seal that area over. But again, you know, some of these stuff, if the energy protection stuff is in place, you tend to not need as much as that by the end of the day. But I think people, HSPs, yeah, a lot of them work in caring professions, don't they? You know, doctors, nurses. We've got a lot of psychics and mediums and light workers and HSPs and, you know, therapists and health and social care people. And, you know, so, yeah, when it is important, I think, to do the prevention rather than cure stuff.
Yeah, and, you know, I just want to say to a listening audience, too, just based on what you were talking about, it does make a difference. I noticed a big difference when I do that protection and just cleaning my auric field and my energy field, and stuff. It makes a difference. It's not just like, oh, try this cute little visualization. It is powerful, and you'll feel a difference. I notice that in myself, you know, and sometimes I forget to close the day out like that because I'm going to pick up my daughter from school or something and I'm rushing to the appointment. And then at the end of the day, it's like, oh my gosh, I need to cleanse my energy field out. And then I do that and everything feels better. So I do want to encourage those that are listening. These are very helpful tools. Now, oh, that's our second break. We're going into break. But when we come back, I'd love to talk about the top 10 challenges faced by HSPs that you mentioned in your book, and we could talk through some of those challenges. And stay with us. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
And Welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim, and our special guest joining us all the way from the UK, Mel Collins, as we talk about her book, The Handbook for Highly Sensitive People, otherwise known as HSP. So before we went on break, I thought it might be helpful you talk a little bit about the top 10 challenges faced by HSPs in your book, if you'd like to talk through some of those.
Yes, I will. Can I just say, Kim, just very quickly, we just at the end there, we were just one thing I'd like to mention is just about closing the chakras down at the end of the day as well, because for a lot of HSPs, they're natural givers and their chakras are open as soon as they're around people. So just closing the chakras down consciously at the end of the day can really help as well. And that can help with closing the mind off, not being so overstimulated, and with sleep problems, because a lot of HSPs struggle to sleep because their mind is too overstimulated. So, so coming to the top 10 challenges, we've covered a few of them already. One of them was about being empathic sponges. The second one in the book, I talk about the deep emotional sensitivity that can be a challenge for people. And with HSPs, they do struggle sometimes with what we call the negative feelings. For me as a therapist, there's no positive or negative feelings. You know, our emotions are just on a continuum. And from a soul level, you know, they just are what they are. But we put this connotation of negative on them. So a lot of HSPs struggle with feelings of guilt or shame. They often struggle about being able to express their anger healthily as well, and they often suppress that. So I talk about that in the book. And number three, I talk about a feeling of not belonging. And that's just on a practical level. They usually have a feeling of being, you know, the odd one out in the family or the black sheep of the family or just feeling different. But I think in spiritual terms, a lot of HSPs also feel like they don't belong here on earth either. And I found this when I did my research with my clients, and a lot of HSPs were afraid to talk about this aspect of it because of being misconstrued for having mental health issues or suicidal tendencies. But it's more a place of just wanting to be back sort of in the angelic realms or the spiritual realms. You know, that's where they feel that they belong. So they often come down here with a sense of abandonment or isolation or feeling of rejection sometimes, you know. So I talk about that in the spiritual section of the book towards the end as well. And then number four, I talk about a lot of HSPs have difficult childhoods, and that's usually because the trait isn't that well known about or hasn't been that well known about. And like I said, you know, in my own case, when I was growing up in the 70s, it wasn't known about at all. So often that can make us feel that there's something wrong with us. And that sort of then leads into number five, where we talk about self-esteem and self-worth issues with HSPs. And then I also find number six is relationship struggles. And I tend to find this is either because a couple of reasons, really. HSPs tend to be givers. And if you're just a giver and you find it difficult to receive, they often attract sort of quite wide, one-sided relationships. So they'll either be in a sort of a narcissistic relationship with somebody. You know, they can, to the extreme, attract sort of sociopathic people, and but more so people that just are takers, really. And then on the other side of that, if they find that when they're younger, you know, they were felt different or didn't fit in, they sort of ended up wearing a mask to cover up who they really are, then they're sort of attracting, they're giving mixed messages out on an energetic level. I mean, you know, your readers, your listeners will probably know about the law of attraction and like attracts like. But of course, if we're in our authentic self, we're then resonating at a certain frequency, and then we hopefully will attract somebody that resonates on the same frequency, and that's how the law of attraction works. But for a lot of HSPs that have had sort of early childhood woundings or hurts, or, you know, have assimilated negative beliefs about themselves or wearing masks, then there's often this sort of mismatch in energetic frequencies. So they can often attract people who are mirroring or coming in to help to show that wounding and to help to heal the past. So I talk about that in the book as well. And then number seven is the health issues. HSPs do tend to have more allergies than non-HSPs, it seems. They also seem to have more food intolerances. They can, especially with the research that I did with my own clients, a lot of them suffer with IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, or digestive issues. And I think, again, if you think about that in terms of the chakras, you know, that's about how much do we digest of other people's stuff? How much are we left with? You know, it's the center of emotions and feelings in the solar plexus. So that's the one that often gets affected by, or for HSP, certainly. And the other thing I sort of talk about is a lot of HSPs often feel wiser or older or on a different level of awareness to their parents or family members. And so they can often end up in a pattern of sort of parenting, becoming the parent in the family role in some ways, parenting their parents or parenting the other family members. And that's a pattern that needs to change. And often there's an unconscious need in there of the HSP is, you know, on a deeper level, it's like, if I can try and get you to understand and become aware, then hopefully you'll really get to understand who I am. And so there's often there's a need in that for HSPs, in that pattern that develops. And the other one that's quite strong that I talk about is the feeling of feeling unfulfilled if they're not living their sort of life purpose or spiritual purpose. And I talk about that a lot at the end of the book in the spiritual section. But, you know, for me, and, you know, I know I'm talking to the converted here, everything that we do is leading us or is part of our life purpose in some ways, or it reflects aspects of ourselves that we need to work on and heal. So, you know, who would have thought when I first joined the prison service all those years ago, you know, I know I just wanted, you know, at the time I just wanted to go in and make a difference and just help other people. And, you know, looking back and reflecting on that, there was also aspects of my own journey in there, my own sort of imprisonment in some ways, parts of myself that I'd locked away, and finding my own authenticity, you know, being able to come out in an environment and just say, well, actually, you know, yes, I do have, you know, psychic abilities and intuitive abilities, and I can use that to enhance my work here rather than having to suppress it or hide it. But we also need to learn about discernment and who we can open this stuff up to and who we can't. So there's quite a lot about the challenges, but also about taking the positive from those challenges and seeing why they're in our lives and how we can grow spiritually and personally from them.
Oh my goodness, Mel, I feel like you were talking to me personally. you know, being a child of the 70s as well, and you know, there was definitely no conversation about HSPs, and you know, it's just like everything that you were talking about, you know, young childhood, it just very resonated with me. So I know if it resonates with me, I know it resonates with our listening audience all around the globe. Again, if you want to work with Mel, you can find her at melcollins.co.uk. She is in the UK. You can also find her on Facebook under Mel Collins, and Twitter and Instagram under Mel Collins 444. You can also find Inspired Living Radio. Just join our Inspired Living Radio Facebook page. Join the global community. Put a little flag in the world map so we can see where our listeners are tuning in from. We really appreciate our listening audience and hanging out with us this last hour talking about the handbook for highly sensitive people. You know, I was just thinking, you know, the old adage that, you know, your experience of the being in the prison system is that, you know, iron sharpens iron. And sometimes our experiences, you know, whether it's in the Coast Guard or the fire service or the prison system, your experiences really do transform and unfold your authentic self. So for those of you that might be struggling and listening to today's show, give yourself time, be patient with yourself, trust in that unfoldment, because you have the information now where, like, you know, Mel and myself in the 70s, and Kim, I'm sure you could relate, we didn't have a lot of this knowledge. It wasn't talked about a lot, to be honest with you, in the 70s. So it's really great to see that we can be out on the airwaves talking about this publicly. And one of the things I just wanted to recap before we get ready to close our show, which it goes by so quick, you talked about the ACE method? And one more time for our listening audience, what is the ACE method of protecting themselves?
Well, it was more of a, it's not so much for protection, it's more about a coping strategy for if you get into a place of over-arousal or overstimulation. So ACE, again, stands for avoid, control, or escape. So, you know, a lot of things that HSPs tend to struggle with can be sort of family gatherings, for example. Yeah. So, you know, I often say to them, you know, number one, if you don't have to go, can you avoid it? You know, and if they can't avoid it, or they don't want to avoid it because it's a family wedding or something like that, you know, control it. So, you know, go out and take a 5-minute breather outside, you know, or go to the loo. You know, the toilet was one of my sanctuaries in the prison service, and do some EFT, some tapping. And I know we haven't had time to go into that too much today, but that's in the book. And just tap on the over-arousal or tap on the, you know, whatever's being triggered by being around the family, for example. And, you know, and if it all gets too much, like I said, the E is escape. So, you know, just get out of there and just say, you know, actually, you know, right now I'm just finding this, I'm finding it. So own your feelings, you know, I'm finding it a bit overwhelming and actually I just need to go and have, you know, I need to go home or whatever it is that you need. Just listen to your body, really.
Yeah, just listen, right?
Yeah.
And listening is a big part of the journey in that, you know, unfolding into your authentic self, whatever path you're on. So, you know, one of the reasons I love doing Radio Mel is I get to learn a lot of different things from a lot of amazing people like yourself all around the world. And so I'm going to put on my bubble of light. I'm going to actually, you know, use my ACE method. And you're right. We didn't get a chance because we're covering such what I call spiritual awesomeness with this topic. We didn't get a chance to really get into tapping. So maybe we'll have a part two where we can actually get into the tapping, also known as EFT, which stands for?
Emotional Freedom Technique. It's basically a mixture of Eastern medicine, sort of acupressure points and meridians on the body, mixed with psychology. So it's really good at working with body and mind and just shifting through emotions and feelings and things that are coming up that's overwhelming and switching us out of the sort of stress or overstimulation mode that HSPs can get into.
Yeah, and again, tapping is very interesting. You know, if you don't believe in tapping or you've never had acupuncture, I would say give it a go because one little needle can make a big difference when it comes to your mindset and changing your belief systems. I can speak of that firsthand. But also, before we close, you talked about developing that a soul perspective in the book, and I was just curious what you meant by the soul's perspective.
You know, we, you know, so the saying is, you know, we're not a physical, you know, we think that we're just a human being in a physical body, but actually we're a soul having a human experience here in a physical body. So for me, it's about being able to tap into that part of ourselves, the higher self, whatever people want to call it, our soul, the higher self, the wisdom, the wise part in us, and just almost becoming the observer of what's going on the personality level and getting that intuitive guidance or getting some, just receiving the messages and also connecting to this team of helpers that we've got in the spirit world that are around us. Like
exactly.
I said, you know, we've got guardian angels that are just waiting for us to ask for help. We've each got a, you know, our own main spirit guide and then a team of other spirit guides, whatever we're doing in life that are helping us. We've each got a, you know, a power animal that is connected to us. So we've got this whole team that we don't call on enough and they can often give us a soul perspective and they often do that through signs or intuitive nudges or whispers and if you do meditation, just getting that sort of feelings and ideas or things that are popping in, that's the way that they connect with us through the heart. So the more we connect with the heart, the more that we can get that stronger connection with them.
Very true. And a lot of times we don't ask, right? And I always talk and I always teach on signs, symbols, synergy, and synchronistic events. And when you observe and when you are aware and when you have your intuition, your life changes in amazing ways. So before we close the show, Mel, who or what inspires you?
Actually, everybody, everything inspires me, you know. you know, if I'm talking specifically about HSPs, the fact that, you know, despite even though the ones that grew up with trauma or abuse or wounding or whatever it is, the fact that they still have open hearts, you know, they still are natural givers, they still give of themselves. And I want them to see that, you know, sensitivity is a gift, it's not a flaw, and it is a real strength. And so HSPs inspire me because we do have some challenging aspects to the trait, but, you know, we also forget because they're so natural to us that there are some wonderful things about the trait that we just think are normal things. The fact that we have great listening abilities or, you know, deep levels of empathy, we can see the bigger picture. We often know what's sort of going on and we have the right answers to things, you know, or we have natural healing abilities. You know, we HSPs are amazing. They inspire me every day. So, you know, just to add, for me, it's a bit like we spend, I don't know, the first half of our lives being told what we shouldn't think, feel, do, and all of those things. And I think we get to a stage in our spiritual journey where we have to take off all those old beliefs, thoughts, things that have been dumped on us, and just find our authentic self.
Well, we'll just leave it there. Two ears, one mouth. The price of sensitivity is sensitivity. Mel, thank you so much for being on today's show. We'll be back
next Wednesday.
Thank you so much, Mark and Kim. Lovely to speak to you.
Lovely to speak to you. You are the inspired and the inspiration. Have a great week, everyone.